Hey, hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Grace.
And in hot mess style, I feel very on brand with us. We have a bit of a, like, weird apology and announcement to make for all of our subscribers.
Yes. Oh. We keep getting inundated with messages from people that are saying,
I want to access you. It.
They've been refunded randomly. There's been many issues.
Like you said before the record, too many mountains to climb.
Yeah, so many mountains to climb with this subscription thing. And, like, it's so, so lovely that people have kept wanting to support us. And, like, we've thrown you through the ringer.
Oh, we're so,
I'm not going to lie.
So sorry for
all
of you.
We are toxic.
We're hot messes, Grace.
No, but this is like toxic. Like, don't. No, you can't have me, but come.
Give us
come
money, here. But we'll give you nothing. It's giving nothing.
It's been really, really, like, stressful for us behind the scenes. We've been trying not to talk about it because we keep thinking, like, no,
it's
going to
be fine.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
But we haven't been able to sort it out.
Can't sort it out. Decided to tap out.
Yeah.
No more subscriptions.
Of the subscription feed. So that was within Spotify and Apple, like, subscriptions. Something went. Look, we changed studios after season one and we've moved to a new studio for season two, and that's when everything kind of, like,
blew up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately that was only, like, 2 months after
we started the subscriptions, I know.
So
what we're saying is that if you were, like, trying to support us through, and it's been at the top of every episode this season, we're like, come support us, but you can't. So we're going to figure out a way to make it up to you guys if you have been a subscriber or have been trying to subscribe. So we're just going to ask that you email us, sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com, if you were a subscriber, if you were interested in subscribing, and we're going to figure out a way to still get that content to you.
Yeah.
Just send us an email, or you can slide into our DMs, although I feel like email would be easier for me to keep track of.
Yeah, email will be easier.
Yeah. Sometimesfunnypod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we're officially on our makeup tour.
What's that mean?
You know, like, when you're trying to make it up?
Oh.
I'm on my makeup tour.
Who's done that?
My apology era.
Who's done that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Makeup tour, because I thought you meant, like,
it
makeup.
It feels very Justin Timberlake, though. Like, Justin Timberlake would have, like, a makeup tour to say sorry to Britney for the awful things he did. And then also,
like,
sorry to my wife.
Kanye. But he would never apologize. But, like, I just listened to Shameless, their Scandal series on Taylor Swift, because I went to the Swift concert. So I'm like, I want to know about the whole Taylor. It was, like, called the Rise and Fall and Rise of Taylor Swift. And so I listened to that whole series and I learned so much about the Kanye controversy.
Yes.
But he would never have apologized. But if Kanye apologized, this is it. Our makeup tour. Because I feel like we're messy like Kanye, no?
Yeah.
Not controversial.
No.
A bit hot and messy.
But the other public makeup tour that I loved.
Yes.
Was Offset and Cardi B.
Ah.
When they broke up in, like, 2019, I want to say, or 2018.
Yeah.
And he was, like, gate crashing her concerts with, like, all these roses, and she was being like, get off my stage. Oh, nothing was better.
Do you know what this feels like, actually, related to this? Mm. It's like, because this happens all the time in Australia, it's like when a huge artist is like, I'm coming on tour. And, you know, they sell all these tickets to their tour in Australia, and then they're like, they're just like, Justin Bieber would do this, right? And they're like, I'm not coming.
Actually,
sorry.
I've looked at the flight. It's 22 hours.
It's so hard to get to Australia, so I'm cancelling the tour and I'll refund you your money, except that somehow we will still get the content to you. So I think we're doing one step above Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we're trying really hard. I am still waiting for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, because he cancelled, didn't he? Is he still going to come?
Well, he says he is.
Oh, what a fucking liar.
I keep calling and he's not calling back.
Oh, the weekend. Anyway, that's our update on subs. So if you were a subscriber, or if you were trying to support us and buy us a coffee and hang out, and if you would like the content, please email us. We're sorry.
And we're going to get it to you. I'm really, really sorry.
We're
Love
so sorry.
You so much.
What a mess. What a hot mess.
Yeah.
Lol. Anyway, how are you, Gorge?
I'm good, Gorge. How are you?
Grace.
Yeah.
I have an update for you. If anyone's invested in my dating life.
I think a lot of people are invested in your dating life.
I feel it's way too early for me to be calling this. Way too early.
Are you in love?
Maybe. I've had one date with a man and I'm like, fuck me up. I'm going to get married.
You're calling your mum?
I haven't told my mum yet.
Matching your last name with his, like, how does it sound?
Oh my God. It's very similar to my last name, actually.
Oh.
I've got to say. Because McCrae's not my real last name. Spoiler, whoa. my gosh.
Oh, my God. I actually went to McRae, though.
Yeah, no.
I was like, okay, what's his last name? McRae?
No.
Is it McVeigh?
McVeigh! No, I matched with – this is so funny. I matched with this guy, and he's not my usual type in terms of – sorry.
Do you hear that, Carl?
No, we have to give context. We have to give context to the hotties. I matched with this guy. He liked my profile and then I liked him back. And I screenshotted it and sent it straight to Grace because I was like, don't you reckon this looks like our audio engineer Grant's brother?
Yeah, like if he had a brother.
Yeah. I was like, don't you reckon that looks like Grant's brother? And you're like, oh my God. And
so it really does.
I matched with this guy. When I say he's not my type, Grant, you know, I normally go for brunettes.
That's it.
It's just hair color. You're a gorgeous man. I don't normally go for blondes. I normally go for a brunette. So yeah, he's a blonde guy. And he's just really sweet. And I've had one date with him and I'm like, fuck, yep, done. Take me off the apps. I'm ready.
He had a really, really lovely smile in his photo.
Yeah, and he's funny.
It was like a wedding pic.
Yeah, and he was laughing.
And he's laughing and it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I had a date with him last Friday and it's literally Monday and I have another date with him tonight. And do you know what's so great about it? And I really hope he doesn't listen to this because what if it's like terrible and nothing happens? Anyway, stop it, Maddie. That's me. It's me fucking self-sabotaging. But so we had the date on Friday and then we've been texting all weekend, which is very unusual because guys love to play games and just, you know, they wait 3 hours to reply to you. But he's just like so on it, replying to me straight away. On Saturday the next day, I was like, hey, I'd really like to see you again. And he's going away this week to New Zealand and then I'm going away to Melbourne the week after. So I was like, I don't know if I'll have time to see you soon. And he's like, well, I'm free Sunday, I'm free Monday, I'm free Tuesday. And he just like gave me all of these times and I was like, this is unheard of. It's unheard of for a man, and which is quite like the bar is so low.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like it's so unheard of for them to actually give me time and like want to give up their free time to spend it with me.
And just being like not readily available, but like open.
Yeah.
And flexible.
To give me three possible times.
Yeah, that's
because I feel like also like you want to seem like you're, you know,
aloof.
And that you have a lot of, you know, like, I'm really busy, but I guess I'll make time for you. He's like, no, I'm free all these times. And that's such a green flag.
I think that's hot.
It is hot.
Like I think about if I was in the dating scene and people tried to play hard to get, I'd be like, I've never run in my life. Like I'm not a chaser.
No, I'm not going to chase you.
Like it's just not going to happen.
Don't play hard to get. Yeah. And then also the other thing is like I called Hannah on the way home from my date and I was telling her about it. I was like, oh my God, it was such a cute date. And she's like, are you going to like go home and like use your vibrator? And I'm like, no, it wasn't like that. Mm. I'm not saying that there wasn't sexual tension, but it was like.
It was intimate.
Yeah, and wholesome.
Oh, that's cute. You should probably still use the vibrator though.
Oh, I did. Just go for it. The next day.
I did before, not after.
Yeah, that's my update. Let's hope that in a couple of weeks' time I can give you even more of an update.
Is he older or younger?
He's older. He's 4 years older.
Oh.
We love that. He's 34.
Slay.
Anyway, that's where I'll leave that.
How good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maddie has a crush.
I have a crush. Okay. And it's on Grant's brother.
That's so cute.
Yeah,
I love crushes.
Love a crush.
That's so sweet.
Before we move on to Hot Mess Hotline, do you have anything you'd like to share about your week?
No.
No.
I'm just really boring.
No.
My life is just a constant cycle of I'm sick, Frank's sick. I'm sick, Frank's sick.
Where's Tom in that cycle?
He's never sick, which is so good, but so annoying.
Well, I guess because he can pick up.
He picks up all the slack while I'm sick. Like he really is. Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Love him.
Wonder Man.
Superman. I don't know.
He's sleep deprived.
He's Wonder Woman, but he's a man.
Yeah, exactly. None of this Supergirl shit. He's Wonder Man.
Wonder Man. He's Super Dad and Wonder Man.
Love that.
And that's really fantastic. But also, I have been known to cry recently at him being like, why aren't you sick?
Yeah.
Why am I
sick?
The only one that is sick? I am embarrassed to call out from my workplace at the moment. It is too often. I have not done a full week in so long.
How many days did you call in sick last week?
Two.
Wow. Oh, two's okay.
I work 4 days.
Oh, 50%. Yeah, but you can even hear it in your voice, though. No, it's not like you're faking it.
I went to work on a Tuesday and I shouldn't have gone to work. I was so sick, but I'd also called out 2 days last week.
Yeah.
The week before, or like 3 days the week before. And so I was like, I got to go to work. I got to do it. And so I get there and everyone's like, you are disgusting. Get away from me.
I know. But like what's worse is like being there sick or calling in sick and people rolling their eyes at you.
I'm like, oh, and like everyone's always like, it's fine that you're calling in sick all the time. Like it happens. But I'm like, no, I really think you hate me. I've really decided that I'm the worst person in the world right now. And so, yeah, I went to work really, really sick. And then I couldn't go to work the next day because I had no voice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I actually.
You sent me a voice note. You're like, I just need to tell you what I sound like. Listen to this.
It was so scary. And like calling work, they'd be like, hello. And I go, hi. And they'd be like, well, you're not coming in. I'd be like, no, sorry.
Oh, no. If only you could text. You should just send them that voice note.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. But it's like sometimes like they feel like you're faking it. You have to prove it.
Yeah.
I get such anxiety about calling in sick. My sister had to call in sick last week for a mental health day. Yeah. And I literally had to like coach her through it.
It's so hard.
And, like, I don't know where we got the anxiety about calling in sick because you're entitled to that.
Absolutely.
You're entitled to it, but for some reason they make you feel like you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Then you turn up sick and they're like, that's so selfish. And you're like, well, you would have called me selfish if I called in sick.
Yeah. And this is my issue on Tuesday. Anyway, no one actually questioned me when I called in sick for two days.
Good.
They were like, and then I came back and I sound like this and they're like, you still sound. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just congested.
It's a hay fever. Anyway.
We can move on. Do you know what today is?
What?
This is going to be released like a few days late.
It's going to be out on the 18th.
Okay, so it's a week behind. This is a week behind and no one will care by then. But it's Oscars today.
I know. Oscars is huge.
I'm so excited. I want to see the outfits. Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, at this time in our lives, it's 10:30 on the 11th of March. All I know is that Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant and Liza Koshy fell over.
I watched the video as well. Like, it's a proper fall. Aww. And for some reason, the video that I watched was, like, Spanish news. So I have no idea what the voiceover was. It was all in Spanish.
That's so
and
random.
It had all these, like, exclamation marks around it. Like, she's fallen.
And oh my gosh. I love her. I watched a movie with her recently. She's so good.
The best thing she could have ever done for her career was break up with Dave Dobrik. Is that his name?
Yeah, I don't know that much about her.
I wasn't a YouTube gal.
No.
But, like, essentially they rose up as a couple.
Oh.
And then they broke up when they were both, like, still very, like, high profile. And he plummeted.
Fuck yeah.
And, like, not because of the breakup, just, like, I think the content that he was doing was, like, just not well received.
Well, doesn't it just show that like she was the charisma that kept their growth?
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably. Yeah. Because she's killing it.
Yeah, because I think about like Chris Olsen and Ian Padgett.
Oh.
Right. Like, do you even really see Ian anymore?
No.
But Chris is everywhere.
But I do love Chris.
Love Chris.
But I want to see all the outfits, and I love nothing more than watching and judging every single outfit from the Oscars
while sitting in a t-shirt and no bra.
I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
I haven't washed my hair in almost 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like,
neither have I.
Yeah.
Look at me with my slick ponytail.
It looks good. You look like you could go to the Oscars.
I just keep putting gel in my hair every day because, like, what I do is I brush it and then it gets, like, flaky. So then I'm like, well, I better slick that down with more gel. So this is, like, 3 days' worth of hair gel.
You're like, have you ever seen those videos of dancers?
Yeah.
Who gel their hair
and you're,
like
ASMR.
Healing?
Yeah, and I could, like, tap my hair. It's not quite there, but it could be. Tomorrow it will be.
All right, great.
Well, I have
a date
tonight, so I'm probably going to wash it.
Oh.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's do Hot Mess Hotline. Now, I did have another one prepared, but I feel like we might have eaten up quite a bit of time of our episode.
Yeah, it was just too much.
So I might go into. No, it's good. We needed to. I'm going
to
find a shorter one. Give me 1 second. Hey, guys. Everyone does this, but your podcast is my favorite thing to get ready to, and it just gets me in a good mood.
couldn't hear that ever
more.
Again.
Like, no, more, we could hear that more. Please keep
couldn't
telling
hear
us
that enough.
How much you love us.
That's what I was trying to say.
I'm not going to read out your email or the person because we're going to keep you anonymous, but she also wanted to make us aware that her email is terrifyingly shit and she made it when she was 9. Don't bully me too hard. Well, I'm not going to read out your email because then you're going to get spammed, but it is hilarious. I'll read it out to you, but we'll cut it out. It's ones that you make when you're a child.
The thing is, like, I could see a child doing it, but I could also see, like, 28-year-old with a few wines trying to describe themselves.
I know. But do you know what you can do? You can just make a new email.
A new one.
Why do we keep them?
Nah, you're too attached to it. I still have my OG email and I use it.
I had a friend in high school and hers was Lil Devilly Bookworm, then a couple of numbers.
My primary school best friend's first email was Gangster Shrek into House with a lot of characters. That was not one
sentence.
Like
gangster was spelled with like a 4 STAH.
There was
signs.
A lot of underscores.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was the house.
You know, we're not going to bully you, but you can just change your email.
No, I actually get you.
We all have it, but she's 17 now and she made it when she was 9. I think it's time for a new email. You're about to become 18.
You can't put that on a resume. Put it
no,
that way.
Change that, baby girl. Baby girl.
That's the only reason why I changed mine.
It's because of resumes.
I was getting out of high school and I was like, Well, fuck, can't put that on my resume.
Okay, so this is, we're going to keep this anonymous. Let's call you C. Hey, C. To preface, I'm 17 turning 18. Okay, my friends think that this is not as bad as I'm making it out to be. I'm in disagreement because it hasn't settled in my brain. All right, let's settle it for you. I've been kind of set up with this guy who's cute, I'll give him that, and he's sweet. The conversations are dry because he isn't funny.
Fair.
Can't put it nicely.
Can't be hot and funny. You're not allowed both.
Well,
Maddie,
speak for yourself.
I've got something to tell you. Which one would you rather not be?
I'd rather be funny and not hot, to be honest. Oh!
I think you're beautiful.
All right. The hotties disagree. We all know that you're the funny one.
But I'm not hot.
Oh, no. No. I mean, when you've got this much dry shampoo in your hair.
Yeah, I'm working it. I'm working my angles with my dry shampoo. I'm trying.
I've got so much gel and you have so much dry shampoo.
Why are we all over the place?
It's just crusty city today, isn't it? It's not good. I also haven't showered in like 3 days. Does it look like I've showered?
Sorry, I thought you meant does it look like I haven't showered?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
No, I just can't be fucked. I hate showering.
If I'm honest, I had a half shower with my son at 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning.
You've had a rough night.
Well, after he was vomiting on me.
Yeah.
So I counted that as my shower.
You've had a shower. I mean, it's more than I've had, to be honest. You've had some running hot water near you. Counts.
I like washed his hair. He vomited all in his hair.
Aww,
like washed his
baby.
Hair and I was like, all right, he's ready. And Tom's like, no, he's not. Smell him. I smelled him and I was like, oh God, the vomit's still there.
Oh, poor baby Frank.
Poor baby Frank.
He had a rough night. You've had a rough night.
We've all had a rough night.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry.
No one cares about Frank right now.
No, anyway, okay. See, you're
as a boring hot guy.
Boring hot guy. And I want someone who I can laugh with. Anyway, one night I was feeling a bit cute, so I asked if he wanted to call, and he said he couldn't. That's fine. Then he goes, oh, I just realized you haven't heard my voice. Oh, okay, they haven't met yet.
Oh, you haven't met?
Mm.
Okay, if he's boring over text... My girl, he's going to be
boring
in real life.
Oh, no, maybe he could be all right. Sometimes texts don't read so well. But if you want someone who's funny, she says that he's... Oh, no, she said he's not funny.
He's not funny, but he's hot.
Yeah. No, okay, anyway. No. He said, you haven't heard my voice? And she replies, oh, yeah, I guess not. The ick in question. Sorry, I forgot to give you the subject line. The subject line was, I got the ick, big time help.
Oh.
And so this is the ick line. Do you want to hear?
Do we have the voice memo?
No, she didn't send it. I wish she did. She replied, sure. And so he sends an audio recording of him saying, hi, that's it, bye.
Is that the ick?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a voice memo of him laughing, which I was so on board with.
Well, okay, let me add my story to this to also bulk this up a bit.
Okay.
The reason I read this out is because I had a situation where I got the ick because somebody sent me a voice memo. You guys know.
What did they say?
No, because he laughed in it.
No, that's what I mean. If there's a voice memo where you laugh in it, instant ick, I totally get that.
Yeah, it's like this fake laugh. No, okay. This is a guy that I...
He always try to make it like sexy. It's always like...
No, Grace. This guy had the most horrendous laugh. Maybe I can find it. Oh, is that too mean? I shouldn't play it. I still have it probably on my phone.
What do you mean? No, I want to hear it.
Okay, I'll play it, but we'll just play your reaction to it and not the actual sound because I feel like that's a bit mean.
I know. I want to hear the laugh. I think the world
I'll play it,
but
the world deserves the world laugh.
And this is a world pod.
Okay, let me go all the way to the beginning. The first voice message that he sent me. This is the guy.
There was multiple voice messages?
This is the guy I went on 3 dates with and we had a fight. Remember? And I got the ick from the first voice message. I'm not a voice note girl.
I am becoming more of a voice note girly.
Yeah. Mm. But I see I accept voice notes from you and phone calls from you, but from people I don't know, don't send me a voice note.
That's so fair.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to cut this out. You're not going to hear it, but we're going to hear Grace's reaction.
Oh, I don't know. It's so...
No,
okay. There's no way to do a laugh on voice note that isn't going to be cringe.
No, okay. So that was really high-pitched, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, like, it became a trend that every voice note he sent me, he would say his words and then end with that really high-pitched laugh. It wasn't good.
No.
And I'm just like, voice notes can't be sexy.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm thinking of all the voice notes that I listen to and I use.
Yeah.
They are always about, like, business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to like guide you to feel some way about me. I just need to get these words out and I physically can't text.
Yeah.
You know?
But okay, let's go back to C's problem.
C. Cute name.
Cute name. Because she didn't really ask me a question.
Say that she got the ick, but her friends don't think it's worth the ick.
Yeah, so.
I think it's worth the ick.
And so what do we do though?
Oh, drop it.
I mean, you've never met. So
he's never met.
Just ghost.
He's not funny.
Just send him a voice note of like zero sound and that's you ghosting.
I also think like if you look at the world and you look at history, the reality is hot guys, it doesn't work.
No.
If they're not funny, you can't keep the woman.
But this is our theory and we've said it before, Grace, is that hot guys have never had to develop a personality.
So they're always
dull. And this is why I always love a guy who's had a bit of a glow up because they developed a personality and then they've had a glow up. So they're hot and funny.
Yeah.
You know?
I just cop that they're not hot and I'll just have the funny guy.
I mean.
Sorry, Tom.
This. No, Tom's cute. Come on.
He's not hot. I'm not hot. It's fine.
I know. You both
We're are. Like such an average looking couple.
No, you meant this as well.
And it's
the
fine.
The self-hatred's like, not okay here, Grace.
I'm fully accepted. It's fine. But it goes to my point again. I don't think the hot guy wins.
No.
Because the hot guy ends up with the really hot girl that also has no personality and they go off
and
live their hot lives and talk about how exciting it is that they did Pilates or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know. I mean, I have been on a few dates with really, really hot guys with no personality and it's so boring.
You just wouldn't do it for an extended period of time. Like, have a little bit of a rendezvous with them, have a bit of fun for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work, see.
But even
you're going to end up not wanting to spend time with him.
No, because, like, what do you even talk about? Like, what you bench? Like, I mean, I would be interested. But but still, like, that's the, you know, that conversation lasts 5 minutes. Then let's have, a proper conversation.
Do you remember the TikTok trend where guys were, like, looking at the weight of their, like, crush celebrity
and then trying to bench it?
Learning how to hip thrust it.
That
was so good.
That is good. I like that. No, I didn't see that trend, but that's clever.
Yeah.
That's clever. Anyway, that wasn't even.
See, I hear ya. I don't want to be ya.
Nah.
But I hear ya.
I hear ya.
I don't know why I needed to make that rhyme.
We hear him and it's not good and we say, in the bin.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Don't send me voice notes. I don't think voice notes should be sent until after you've met.
Yeah, you got to be deep in it.
Yeah.
And you need to be at the point where you can't get the ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I agree.
I fully understand that ick. Also, I just wanted to share an update from last week's episode. Was it last week's episode?
Did we get an update?
No, last week's episode was the vacuum cleaner one, which I have to say was my most favorite story we've ever shared on our Hot Mess Hotline episodes. The week before, however, we got the thruple.
Yeah.
That's right. We didn't get an update, but what I wanted to chat about was the overwhelming response we got from the hotties about Grace's advice being so on point. For context, if you haven't listened to that episode, but you should go back, it's very funny.
It's very funny.
We had a couple reach out to us asking for advice on how to find a third to be in a thruple and not just like as a unicorn, like just a hookup threesome type energy. And they were like, do we belong on the apps? Where do we find them? And Grace's advice was,
you should go into rock climbing or aerial silks.
Yeah. And
you thought I was joking.
I know.
You were like, oh, okay.
That's dumb advice.
But like, let's give them real advice. And I was like, no, that was my earnest advice.
And so I did a cut down edit of this because I was like, this is hilarious and so funny because it's not true. And so I posted on our Instagram and the overwhelming response, I got emails, I had comments, I had DMs being like, Grace is so on point because I do aerials and almost everyone in my class is poly.
I'm telling you.
If you want to be in a thruple.
I know it. I get it.
Rock climbing gyms or aerials.
I don't know why. It just makes sense.
It does though.
I think like you're adventurous in life. You're adventurous in the bed.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It overlaps.
Yeah.
They go.
Okay, here's my.
I actually felt really powerful.
No, it actually.
I felt like reading the comments, I was like, yeah.
You are so good.
Yeah.
I was just like giving them wholesome, like, yeah, stay on the apps. You'll find the diamond in the rough. And you're like, no, rock climbing gyms. What do you think about, back on that, Dungeons and Dragons game masters? Do you reckon they'd be into thruples?
No.
No.
I know a group of boys that play Magic, the Gathering.
Yeah.
And they're 30. And none of them.
Oh. They probably can't even maybe find one partner, let alone two.
A lot of them, it's a bit like, like not working out for you. One of them might be. Oh. One of them is a bit kinky. But the majority of them?
Yeah.
No.
Can't even find one partner. I feel like maybe kinky means like role play for them, right?
From what I know, I don't know the ins and outs of their sex life.
Anyway, that was a bit of a roundabout episode.
God, we went all over the world.
Bit messy. Anyway,
I think we have like a bit of like puppy energy.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And then the rest of the episodes we record will just be flat.
No.
Yeah.
They'll be perfect. They'll be perfect. Before we wrap up, is there anything that you're loving this week?
Yeah, the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm going to link it back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we won't know what the answers are, what the winners are.
Yeah, but the Oscars for me is never about the winners.
No, it's about the red carpet beforehand.
All about the red carpet.
My favorite thing about red carpet events is recently with TikTok, they've shown the behind the scenes that celebrities have to line up to get their photo taken.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's quite humbling. Love that.
I love when you see footage of someone being interviewed and like there's an audience behind them and they're trying to take photos and then a more interesting person walks past and all of the audience is like, oh,
and you're like, oh, that's so embarrassing.
Humbling.
Yeah, very humbling.
What are you loving?
I'm going to talk about the gel that I'm using in my hair because it doesn't look like I have 3 days worth of gel in.
It really doesn't.
But I do. It's the Bondi Boost gel. Hair gel.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes in a white and pink bottle, but I've been using that every day. But I've had gel in my hair for the last 3 days because I've been lazy. I haven't showered for the last 3 days. I've changed my underwear.
Yeah, you have to.
Just so you know. And
when I don't shower, I still change my undies.
Yeah.
I don't really feel gross.
I do feel gross, but I have PT after this and then I'm going to shower.
No, I meant if you didn't change your undies, that's when you'd feel gross.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't feel gross not showering.
That musk, that smell, mm-mm. I don't want that. No.
Get some fresh laundry on
that. Fresh laundry on that, yes. But yeah, I will shower this afternoon because I'm getting ready for a date.
That's proud
also
of you.
What I'm loving.
That's
but,
cute.
You know, I don't love him. I've had one date.
I'm going to purse my lips at that one.
Okay. Anyway, that's all we have. And also just remember, email us if you wanted to subscribe. So sorry.
Oh my God, I thought you were going like, can you please subscribe to us? And I was like,
no, we're canning that. No.
No, I hear you.
Email us if you were a subscriber and very sorry, we're in our makeup tour.
Really sorry, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.